Hello, everybody, and welcome to this bonus episode of Charm Chat. With me, I have Angie and Rita, and today we are going to be talking about the new products that Pandora has just launched. Ladies, welcome.
Ooh, hello, hello. I'm so excited.
Hi, guys.
All right. You guys know, as charm collectors, we always get excited for when Pandora or any of the brands that we love launch a new collection. And today is kind of a surprise to me of what's coming because we are seeing so much Pandora Me. Now, Rita, I know you've been on a Pandora Me kick. How are you feeling about it?
I'm so excited and nervous because I get my lot, but excited.
It seems like perfect timing for me because thanks to Rita and her links, I'm on a total Pandora Me kick. So it's perfect.
I'm most excited about the gold plating that they're doing. So we haven't seen Pandora Me in gold. How do you guys feel about that?
I love it, except I haven't seen any word links, so I'm a little disappointed.
Ooh, what word were you hoping for?
Like any word in gold. I mean, I have words that I would love, like celebrate or kind or kindness or stuff like that. But even the ones that they have already in gold would be so nice.
I feel this is how they do it. First, they trickle it down, see how it goes, and then they start building on the collection.
They have two bracelets. Well, they have the gold, obviously, but then they have another bracelet style. Did you guys notice the small link bracelet style?
Yes, the slim me. I want to be a slim me.
Is that what it's called?
Yes. Yeah, the slim. I don't know. I have to see it in person because you know how there's two already? Like there's one with the smaller links and one with all the same sized links. I went with the bigger one because I like the uniformity of it. So I'm not sure how this is going to look because this is even smaller. So I don't know. I have to see it.
I think it's a great option for somebody who wants something maybe a little more affordable and, you know, keeps the business on the top and has smaller ones on the bottom for comfort. That seems like a good option.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of excited about. Okay, bracelets aside, because we all already have Pandora Me bracelets, so we don't necessarily need to go get them. Is there anything that you guys saw that you're like, yes, I must get this? Or, I mean, maybe you're not going to get it day one, but it's on your wish list.
I'm excited about that gold star with the black enamel in it. And I guess if I get that, I'll probably have to get the bracelet. But I think it's so beautiful.
You and me both, Angie, I thought of me. And then I thought of you. So I'm like, Angie likes stars too. But that black, and one, I love gold and I love black. And I love stars. And I had seen, there was like a sneak peek on Instagram that got taken down like a month ago that had those star earrings or those star links on the new gold pave link earrings in the gold finish too. So I need that combination. And I know that black enamel's on the back of the star, but it's going to be the front for me.
It seems like a lot of the pieces are sort of two-sided, which is very cool. And definitely those earrings with the stars on them, I thought that was a smashing combination.
I'm stealing it. It's going to happen.
I love the rose gold connector link because I'm going to be able to connect all my words in rose gold because I don't have the rose gold bracelet. And guys, there's a butterfly and it's purple.
So I'm really excited about the butterfly, but I feel like you're not as excited about it as I was hoping you would be.
You know why? Because I was thinking about it for earrings and I don't like the triangle shape for earrings. Now, that being said, I may like them when I put them up to my ear, but I love that it's purple and I love that it's a butterfly. So I will definitely get one at least for a bracelet, possibly two if they look good.
I will probably get two for earrings. I love it. And I think the triangle shape, that's actually what I love about it. Like, I feel like we see so many butterflies, but this take on it is so different.
And so many circles in medallions. So it's a really novel idea to have the triangle.
Like, I love it. I think I'm going to love it on a bracelet. I just don't know about earrings. And I don't even have silver me earrings. I have rose gold. So that would, you know, require getting silver earrings.
Oh, darn.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I do love it.
Okay, good. Because I was like, when I got sad because I had seen a sneak peek and I told Rita about it. And I thought she was going to, like, go crazy over it. But You're kind of back and forth.
I did. Yeah. At first I was like, oh my gosh, I love it. It's cram crazy. I was crazy about it. And then I was like, oh, but it's triangle. I don't know how it's going to look. Oh, I don't have silver earrings. I don't know. Oh, I don't know why I was thinking of earrings first thing. Like I wasn't thinking of a pendant or a bracelet. And then I looked at it again. I can't tell you how many times I looked at this website today. The Art of Pandora. We miss her so much. And thank you to whoever is continuing to do this.
I have to say with Rita too, like, just wait. You can't judge until you've seen it in person and think about it a little bit.
Like I'm seeing CZs on it, which I love. And I'm seeing enamel, which I don't always love enamel on stuff. So I have to see it. But I love that it's purple and I love that it's a butterfly. So, I mean, can't really go wrong.
Well, hopefully it's coming home with me really, really soon. So you'll be able to see it.
Okay.
Speaking of circle medallions, I know that there's a lot, and there is one of the round medallions on my list, and it is the yin-yang one, yin and yang. It is beautiful.
And it's purple.
And it's purple. I love it. Someone's listening to Rita out there.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Pandora.
Yeah, I know there's a heart, there's that butterfly, there's the wings one, and the yin and yang. So there's a lots to choose from.
How about the tooth?
The tooth is funny.
I keep thinking of Presley and losing her teeth. She's going to need it, Nicole.
She is going to need it. This kid pulls her teeth out by herself like all the time. She just lost another one a few nights ago.
The tooth fairy's getting tired.
Yeah.
I just thought it was absolutely hilarious when I was scrolling through and I thought, beautiful, beautiful. What?
Yeah. I know.
Huh? That's kind of weird. Very interesting design and surprising. I actually think it's really cute.
It is cute, but not as cute as the cheeky peach mini dangle.
Oh my gosh, you need that.
Chicken peaches.
I need some little mini dangles, you guys. I only have one and I can't find it.
Because it's so small.
It's on my pin and I can't find my pin. It's probably on some in my closet somewhere.
I just got a delivery today of 3 new minis. I got from the promotion, I got the heart, the little bird, and the smiley face.
Oh wait, which smiley face?
Oh yeah.
The yellow one, like the little happy face. And they're so cute. I love them so much. I haven't had a chance to post them or share them yet, but I will do that soon.
They're like ridiculously small, but ridiculously cute.
And affordable, right?
I just feel that now there's more option to use it, like on the earrings, or which I have ordered but haven't got yet. So I'm very excited about that.
Rita made us all go out and buy Pandora meat earrings on the promo.
And then I almost got them too because I didn't have those ones. But I didn't. I was good. I'm good.
One thing that really caught my eye and would probably be number one on my list is that darn paperclip. It's so cute. Oh my goodness. I love that one.
It's on my list too. I love the back where it says Pandora Me and Me is written in like that funky font.
I used to be an office worker and I have like a little addiction with paper supplies and I was always in the supply closet getting more stuff. And I just have to have that. And do you remember little Clippy? From, I think it was Microsoft.
Oh, yeah, it was Windows.
Yeah, way back when. So I don't know. I just thought it was really cute.
We're just dating ourselves, Angie. Yeah, I know. That was like a long time ago.
It was back when computers were new and this little paperclip actually like moved and talked. And for me, that was fascinating.
That's adorable. Funny.
Yeah, we've come a long way.
Google it, Nicole.
I've missed out. I need to see this Clippy guy. The little devil mini dangle reminded me of Angie. I don't know why.
He does look a little sneaky, doesn't it?
He does.
Now I want it. I was like, yeah, what meaning? Now I want it because it's like Angie.
And again with the purple CZ eyes.
I love it. I also like the wings. It's very similar to the rose one, but different.
Yeah.
Kind of like butterfly-ish, right?
Kinda. I could see that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Presley and I are kind of really into snakes. Like we've been watching this YouTube channel. It's called Snake Discovery. And she's to the point where she thinks she wants a pet snake. And I'm like, that is never happening. But the snake dangle.
Run, Hedgie.
Yeah, exactly. The snake medallion reminded me of that. And I'm like, oh, it's like our little bonding time when we watch YouTube together.
So is anyone going to get one of those rings?
I don't think so. I love the star on it. Like, I love it. The way it looks with the star, like I just, that would make it for me, right? So I don't know, maybe like a Christmas thing, right?
The one that caught my eye was the pave red one with Pandora rose. I thought that looked really pretty together.
They look pretty. I don't know. I don't think I've really worn my Pandora Me rings that often. I do wear the one at the pearl dangle pretty often, but like outside of that, I don't. I should.
I don't even have any. So I think they are meant to be stacked, right? Because they're quite narrow.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them might look a little weird. I don't know. But I did like that one.
I have a question, you guys. So I'm looking at the pictures and I see the pavé earrings. I don't see any gold links, but then there's a picture that is called Style Imagery and has like the bracelet, it has the little star dangle, and it has pavé links.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Like, is that a little bit of hope there? There's some gold.
I'm going to make an assumption that it's probably just didn't make the preview. Pearl necklace. Anybody into the gold and pearl necklace?
I saw that. That was a pass for me. It's beautiful. I love pearls, but I didn't really like the combination of the gold with the pearls so much. And it was, you know, quite costly. So
I think if I was going to do the pearl necklace, it would be the silver one that already exists. I think it's really cool that there's a lot of Pandora Me. Like, I think we're all kind of waiting for some sort of autumn collection launch, and it never really came. We'll talk about like the Halloween charms coming out, but I think this is like, for me, I'm excited that we have a ton of options. So I'm excited to see a lot of attention put on Pandora Me personally.
It's interesting because they had that initial launch when it first came out, and then it kind of petered off and sort of died down and things were not getting replenished, sort of thing. And now, once they redesigned it and came out with the more adjustable links and everything and all the extra pieces, it sort of exploded, I think.
So speaking of the Halloween charms, there's not that many, you guys. We have a total of three, technically. One I thought that Rita was going to be really excited for, again, because it's purple. And it's that little, like, heart bat guy who's adorable. What do we think of him?
I love that it's purple. I would have liked it without the teeth, because that way I could use it all year long.
I love it.
Yeah. I know. I love it. It's just, it's going to be I'm going to be restricted in terms of how I'll use it. But I love the purple. Like, I'm so happy.
And I was really excited to see my Nightmare Before Christmas charm that I got in Disney World is now finally available. Everybody has been asking me, is it exclusive or not? I don't know, but there it is. So I think it's now finally revealed.
Yep. It's not coming home with me.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm going to wait till I'm in Disneyland and I'm going to get 30% off with my annual pass.
Okay. Because I was like, yeah. Nicole, it's beautiful.
I know.
There's so much going on.
You convinced me when you showed all the amazing details. It'll just be more meaningful coming home from Disneyland, especially because the holiday layover that they do at Haunted Mansion in the Disneyland park is all Jack and Sally. So I'm like, I just have to buy it in the park, considering I'm going to be there in a few days.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's so exciting. And the glow in the, like, and that pumpkin, oh my gosh, it glows in the dark. Like, what?
I know, how cute.
Okay, I was a little confused, though. Is it the whole pumpkin? Is it the eyes? Like, how does that work? Is there something inside of it?
Yeah, I think it's the orange enamel is what glows in the dark, because everything's cut out.
I'm very excited for that one. I think it's beautiful.
And guys, like, it says $50 Canadian, $45 US. Like, that's a really reasonable price.
And isn't the mouth cut out like a bat?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I didn't think so.
No. Okay.
Never mind.
It looks like that to me. Could be a bat.
I mean, if you use your imagination.
It kind of does. Okay. The eyes are hearts. How about that?
The eyes are hearts. Yeah. I think we're all agreeing that the eyes are definitely hearts.
Okay.
I feel like I have enough pumpkins, and that makes me kind of sad. But it doesn't at the same time because my Pandora Me list is so large.
Hey, did you guys see the UNICEF charm? I think that's the last one we haven't talked about. It's really pretty. It's very cute.
Did you see that the center of the flower is a star?
No, I didn't see that.
Of course I did.
I didn't see that.
Oh. Yes, it is a
blue star.
What
does it say on the back? Something grow. Yeah, it says something grow
let love.
Love.
Let love grow? No.
Let love grow.
Oh,
let love. Oh. No, laugh. It's a comma, so it can't be.
We don't know.
We don't know. I'm trying to zoom in and yeah. It looks like laugh. Laugh, grow, love. It's possible,
but
right?
I feel like it maybe says.
Oh my gosh. If it says that, I'm getting it. I need that.
Can we see it on the UK store? Is it tomorrow in the UK yet?
Oh, let's check.
Maybe Australia.
Well, good luck. If you know, let us know. The final thing launching with this Pandora drop is the Keith Haring by Pandora collection, who is, you know, the famous artist back in the 80s. I'm pretty excited about multiple things that they're putting out from him. How are you guys feeling about that collab?
I haven't seen too much about it yet, but the pictures that I have seen look very interesting. I think it's going to be something I like.
I like the bracelet with the links, the one with the word love.
I for sure love the love. I love the love bracelet. And then there's the bracelet that has the pink enamel heart on the clasp. Like, that one should be right up my alley because it's pink. But I think I'm going to hold off on that for some time. And then their charms, I think, are just really reminiscent of, like, the artist's style. Even to the point where in the heart charm, like, the veil goes through the body of one of the people. And he was known for putting holes in people's bodies and would, like, link them through that way. So I thought it was very creative how they included that in the charm.
Hey, guys. So I just, as we're speaking... I am multitasking. I looked up the Australia website because it's already live there. And that UNICEF charm, it says learn, love, grow. So it's learn, not love. But it still learns good.
So ladies, will you be making a day one purchase?
No. I'm going to wait.
I'm going to wait too. I'm currently on a no spend and I'll wait for a promo.
I'm the only one here.
We're going to live through you, Nicole.
I can't even lie that I'm like not going to be at the store the first chance I get. So I'm pretty excited. I don't know. My wish list is pretty big, so I don't think I've narrowed down exactly what I want to come home with me, but I'm excited.
I might go get the paperclip. It's so cute.
It is. I wonder how big it is.
I don't know. It's a link, so I would think it's probably actually paperclip size.
Picture it to be like the same as like the words, maybe.
Wouldn't it be neat if you strung a whole bunch of them together? That would look cool. With a link in between.
Does it open?
No, but you could put link, paperclip. At least just on the top, right? Ooh, I like that idea. Yeah. That'd be kind of cool. So many things to play with our Pandora Me now.
Yes, so exciting.
It's feeding and fueling my obsession. So I wonder who is really going to shop and who isn't.
I'm for sure. Not shopping.
Nicole's famous for saying, I'm not doing the promo.
I've only said that once.
It just kept playing over and over in the reel I made.
It was great. I loved it. All right, ladies. Thank you guys for getting together with me to talk about this collection. I was really excited when we saw that The Art of Pandora put out a preview. And I know we started talking about it, but then our days got busy. We're like, let's just jump on the podcast and talk. So excited to hear what you guys really liked. I can't wait to see what you get. If not on day one, then eventually. Listeners, we want to know what you think about the collection as well. If you get anything and you post something, tag Charm Chat Podcast. That way we can see what you purchased and what our listeners are loving. If you do end up shopping, we hope you guys have a blast. And we will see you on Tuesday when we are back to our regularly scheduled program. Stay charming.